This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, April 29th. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Buying a gold bar is as easy as tossing it in a shopping cart. According to a Wells Fargo estimate, Costco shoppers are spending as much as $200 million monthly on gold. But cashing them out can be complicated.
There are just a really wide range of options for people who want to sell their gold, and they're going to get a different price from pretty much all of those different options. So you basically have to really do your research and know the value of your gold before you try to go find a buyer. And you also usually immediately lose a portion of what you paid for your gold.
WSJ reporter Catherine Hamilton looked into this and joins me after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELF. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If you bought some of those Costco gold bars, it might be tricky to get them off your hands. WSJ reporter Catherine Hamilton joins me. Catherine, let's set the stage here. Why are people rushing to buy gold bars?
So there's a few different reasons and a couple things going on with the gold industry. Gold price has risen about 15% this year. And because the price is up, a lot of people are just taking an interest in gold as an asset, whether they're selling what they have or buying gold. Another factor is also Costco has started offering gold bars, which is probably a pretty small segment of what we're seeing right now, but it is bringing a new market of people who maybe haven't ever invested in physical gold before are becoming interested.
Yeah, why are people going to Costco specifically? Is it because it's accessible?
A lot of people feel like it's a good deal at Costco, and they also maybe aren't as familiar with how to buy and sell gold, and Costco is sort of an easy in.
I'm picturing in my head a cartoon gold bar, like from Tom and Jerry or something like that. Tell me what these gold bars look like.
Most of the gold bars sold at Costco are just 1 ounce, so they're actually pretty small. And they're about an inch by 2 or 3 inches, and they're in secured packaging. And they have different designs. They have a Year of the Dragon one right now, which a lot of people are very into. But yeah, not necessarily big bars.
And how much are people spending on them?
The price of gold basically varies throughout the day. The spot price right now, which is the market price, is about $2,300. And most retailers like Costco are going to be charging a little bit over spot price.
How common is it for people to buy gold as an investment?
It is not a super common investment. The biggest change that we're seeing right now in gold investors, especially for physical gold in the U.S., is there is a younger segment of the population that's becoming interested, particularly millennials are interested in investing, which is a bit of a new trend, I would say, in the U.S. investment. It's usually been older people that are investing in gold in the past.
When someone has a gold bar, what are their options for selling them?
There's a few different options. Costco is not one of them. They don't take returns and they don't buy gold back. But there are a lot of brick and mortar places. So whether that's a pawn shop or specifically gold coin dealer, there's also a ton of online retailers that buy and sell gold. And then the third option, if you want to have a little more say over your price, is like a peer-to-peer platform like eBay or Facebook Marketplace.
And so today we're talking about the challenge that sellers are facing when they actually are trying to get rid of these gold bars. What's going on here?
A big issue is that there are just a really wide range of options for people who want to sell their gold, and they're going to get a different price from pretty much all of those different options. So you basically have to really do your research and know the value of your gold before you try to go find a buyer. And you also usually immediately lose a portion of what you paid for your gold. So if you buy gold and then turn around and try to sell it, you're not going to be able to really sell it for the same price that you just bought it. And that's because a retailer is going to add a small premium above the spot price and charge you a little bit above the spot price. And then when you turn around and try to sell, it's most likely you won't be able to sell at or above spot price. It's going to be a little bit below. So you're going to end up losing somewhere around 5% if you buy and then immediately sell gold.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about how investing in gold is different from other options like trading stocks or buying bonds.
It's definitely more of an investment for somebody who wants to hold on for the long term, because gold doesn't have as high of a return as stocks in the short term. It doesn't necessarily go up as consistently or as quickly as stocks, but over the long term, it is a little bit more resistant to economic fluctuation. It's probably not going to drop as precipitously as a stock. If you want something to hedge against that kind of thing, gold can be a good option.
So what are the risks in investing in gold bars?
The main one is just to know that there are some expenses associated with investing in gold, just knowing that if you ever do decide to sell, that there are going to be a lot of options and you might get some pretty widely varying price offers. And then also being aware of some of the other expenses like insuring your gold, making sure you keep it safe while you have it. And also there is an increased tax on the gold. Gold is usually considered a collectible, so it's going to be a 28% on any profit that you get from selling it, whereas selling a stock is more of a 20% tax.
In your story, you spoke to people who tried to sell their gold bars. What was their experience like?
I spoke to two people who had different experiences. One person did buy gold right from Costco, and then he immediately turned around and sold. And his main goal there was to rack up credit card points. But he did end up selling for a lower price than he bought, which he was fine with because he did get the credit card points. But that does exemplify how the value can drop immediately. And then the second person I talked to, he had held on to his gold for almost 10 years, and wow, he was able to make a profit. But yeah, that's clearly a pretty long time to hold on to an investment.
So you had like a range here. You had someone who sold it immediately, and then you had someone who held on to it for 10 years. What was their experience holding on to that gold like?
That individual, he referred to himself as a stacker. He preferred to hold on to his gold rather than sell it. But because prices are so high right now, he was incentivized to sell at least one of his gold pieces and make a bit of a profit.
If someone's considering this investment, what questions should they ask themselves to see if it's the right fit, even with this challenge of actually having to sell the gold later on?
The main question to ask yourself is why you want to invest in physical gold rather than the many other options there are to invest in. If you are concerned about inflation, economic instability, and you're ready to hold on to this gold for a pretty considerable amount of time, then it could be the right investment for you. But you should be aware that if you ever do decide to sell, it can be a bit of a challenge.
And that's it for your money briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Wall Street Journal columnist Callum Borchers to talk about what inflation is hitting next. Job titles. This episode is hosted and produced by me, Ariana Asfuru, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.